Hey, tea drinkers, try 10th Avenue Tea. It's instant matcha tea in 5 delicious flavors. This stuff is plentiful in antioxidants and good for you. I'll make a hot green tea in the morning and put it in my commuter mug when I drive the kids to school. Or I'll make an iced herbal berry and recline on the porch. Or I'll make a hot chai with almond milk when I have time to read a book. It's ready in an instant, tastes great, and there's no packaging waste. Just 4 or 5 shakes from the decorative bottle, hot or cold water, and you've got delicious, healthy tea. Keep it in mind as a gift, too. Their decorative bottles are a hit around the holiday season. To learn more or to order now, go to 10thAvenueTea.com. That's 10thAvenueTea.com. Treat yourself to something easy and delicious. 10th Avenue Tea, started by two moms. Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
Thanksgiving is often associated for festive spirits, the gathering of family, and lavish home-cooked meals. Few are known to celebrate the holiday more earnestly than renowned Icelandic singer and artistic visionary, Björk. After reuniting with her estranged biological father, Charlie Boxtroll, over a year ago, Björk had found herself in a particularly festive mood. So she invited Scott and I to join her for her very first true family Thanksgiving. Icelandic people believe in gnomes and sprites, right?
That's
very
correct.
Much so.
Yes,
so
they're
this,
real.
Were you
this,
offended?
This is
that?
Actually a taxidermy gnome.
It used to be I thought real. It was just like cement.
No.
Oh my God, it's light.
It's Christopher.
That does look like leathery skin, Scott. Look at that.
Be careful, she named that Christopher.
You should give this to the Smithsonian.
It's a distant cousin of mine.
Oh,
so you're related to gnomes?
Shh. I am gnomish.
Your DNA, like your ancestors, came from gnomes.
Yes, but I am, yes. My parents would also wear the hats, and then once, you know, they kind of inspire my costumes.
You know, I could see that because you are tiny and you are unusual and you are mysterious.
Yeah, this home is emblematic of your spirit, certainly. This is the most confusing entryway. Do you mind if we come in?
Whoa, it just opened, Matt. Right behind. Turn around.
Do you stepped on a... Is that a whoopee cushion? No, that's not a whoopee
cushion. No, that is a whoopee cushion. Listen.
That was a
Isn't that funny? We have jokes here.
I guess it was funny.
I guess Iceland probably appreciates a good fart joke, too.
Sometimes, but otherwise Icelandic people don't have very much humor.
Oh, these little trumpeters, Matt.
Oh, they're like cherubs or something on the ceiling. This is the...
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Those are also distant cousins that have been taxidermied.
This feels like an operating theater. For their listeners, there's like a balcony around her big entryway with cherubs with trumpets hanging over what looks to be a 20 or 30 foot ceiling. But this is just an entryway?
This is an entryway, and then locked inside of a door to your left, there will be an organ. And if you play that organ, it will cause the trumpeters to trumpet.
So, okay. But we already saw the trumpeters.
Yes.
But they're not, we can't turn it on until we open this door?
Yes, and then okay. You play on the
organ. Do you have to
organ.
Find, is the door obvious or is it not obvious?
Feel around on the wall.
Okay. Hey, Matt, can I talk to Matt for a second? Hold on a second.
Okay.
It's a one-on-one secret.
Okay.
I understand.
Well, okay.
What's up?
I'm getting a little secret frustrated. Voice. I just want to open the door. Like I'm getting...
Good luck.
I know. I'm just saying I'm Good getting luck. Frustrated. Why don't you just let us
I know,
play
I
the trumpets?
To,
okay.
It's because I think it is like a Rube Goldberg type insane mechanism that runs this whole house. Hey, sorry.
That's okay.
Just figuring about where we're eating breakfast.
Oh.
Denny's.
That was a good lie, right?
Yeah.
I love Denny's.
Do you really?
Denny's.
Yeah,
See,
I didn't
that's
for
information
a long
we
time.
Didn't know.
I didn't for a long time, and then my father took me, and we had a nice breakfast at night.
Yes, they serve it 24 hours a day.
Moons over Miami?
I had it all. I just said, keep coming, keep coming.
Oh, it was a binge. A lot of meat. I didn't think C was much of a meat eater.
No.
Moons over Miami is pretty much like slaughtered animals on a plate.
You know, on your birthday, you get a free steak on your birthday.
Oh, I have to go back.
You would eat a free steak?
Maybe Denny's. Just a portion. But because it's my birthday. Cheat day.
It is your birthday coming up, I heard. Happy birthday if we're not here for it.
Thank you.
I can't open this thing. It's just, I mean, there's no way I'm going to play the little organ.
It's okay, but just press your whole body up against the wall.
Like this?
Yes. And now give it a hug.
But, well, if I'm pushing my whole body against it, I'll just wrap my hands around like.
Yep.
And okay.
Now, give it a hug and tell it you love it.
I don't want to.
Just whisper a nice.
All right. I like you.
Oh. There it is. The door opens.
Oh, okay.
It's a trick. It opens because of vulnerability.
It senses vulnerability.
Yes.
What if there's a fire in your house? Like, are you ever worried you wouldn't be able to escape in an emergency with all this, like...
Yeah, you're cooking an omelet, gas fire blows up, you're trying to run out the door.
And you knock over the deep fryer on the way out, so that lights the curtains, the whole place is, the whole clamshell of a home is burning.
Gas lamp drops.
Right. I know a secret way out. There's a loopy-doopy slide that goes just
a fire
to an
slide?
Exit.
That loopy
fire
loops?
Slide.
Okay.
Oh.
Not just a regular slide, but it's a loopy-doopy one.
So even in an emergency, you're going to have a little fun.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Why not have a little bit of fun while fire is burning down your intricate seashell of a home?
That entrance to the loopy-doopy fire escape slide, is that easily accessible or is it behind... knobs and cherubs and small doors.
I have to sneeze, and then it opens.
The sneeze opens the loopy doopy slide.
Yes,
and so it only recognizes your sneeze.
Yes,
that's like a panic room almost, isn't it? Do you have a panic? I'd love to see your panic room.
That is the only secret I will not reveal.
See, that's a good. That's actually smart. That's safe.
That's healthy boundaries,
Matt. I'm going to play this organ.
Go
and
ahead.
Then so you're going to make sure you have the microphone over by the trumpets.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm going to use the boom mic.
Okay. And a one, and a two, and a...
It's beautiful.
That's good, Scott.
Did you write this song, or did you just... Is this just like something that's pre-recorded? Like you bought these... I don't know. How did you make these trumpet... These? I mean, they're taxidermied, but...
Yes, but
how are they blowing?
It's all connected.
It's connected?
Yes. I have someone who works for me who makes all of the intricate technological... adventures that we go on, and this is an adventure that we don't went on here.
This is truly amazing. I've never seen like a fake angel play trumpet that well, even at Disneyland. Do you cook like today's Thanksgiving? Have you set a meal? Like we brought you a little something. I'm a little peckish.
Actually,
is it rude?
Not at all. If you look here, I have a little plate, and there's little pills. Have you seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes, with Johnny Depp.
Oh, she's probably talking about the original. This is Bjork. She probably likes the original. That would
I think
be
Charlie
Gene,
and the Chocolate Factory was
Gene
the
Wilder.
One. Willy Wonka was the first one.
Oh, she's talking about Willy Wonka.
I misspoke.
I already took a pill. Is that bad?
Oh, I
you just
think
saw
you took
a pill and put it in your mouth?
I mean, it was
your
there.
Bowl?
What else am I supposed
what
to
sort
do?
Of inst- how have you survived to this age?
Why would they make a pill if you're not supposed to eat it?
What do you taste right now?
Oh, like Violet Beauregard when she eats the blueberry. Oh, be careful, man. Be careful.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'm going to take
this.
You
taste a little bit of mashed potato.
That is exactly...
Oh, no.
That is so weird.
Oh,
that
my
is
goodness.
So weird.
This is not supposed to... Oh, he's floating up by
weird.
The cherubs.
That is so weird.
I'm going to play the organ.
I'm
going to
pull this accordion. See what it does.
This is
help?
Not... Yes, I'm going to play the organ.
Is there an antidote?
Yes.
What the fuck, Bjork? What am I?
I thought I was feeding you mashed potatoes.
I had some mashed potato?
It was supposed to be a little meal inside of a pill. That's what I eat. I don't actually... Okay, I'm going to play the organ.
I ate the emoji-shaped one that looks like a crying emoji. What food is that?
You're just going to taste sadness. That's what a lot of Thanksgivings are for people.
I can't help you, Scott.
I'm coming back down.
I can't help you. I'm in my own.
Oh. Goodness, the organ worked.
That was fucking crazy, Bjork.
Help me out of this.
What are you doing to us?
Help me out of this depression, Bjork, please.
Okay, try this one.
I came to do an interview. What is it?
Here's a little rainbow pill.
Okay.
I don't think we should eat anything else. Let's just...
Well, I need to come out of this sadness. What's the rainbow?
It's just a fruit plate. It's just a fruit plate. But you might shit rainbows.
And that'll make him happy? Really? How does he get out of the sadness? What's the...
Honestly,
the fruit
like,
gonna do with it?
Cantaloupe? Melon? Pomegranate?
Yes.
Banana? Oh, that banana's good.
Oh, it,
for those that can't see, his face is just glowing. He's so happy.
Oh, my
He's
God. Like,
it's all organic.
Peaches? Oh, I love peaches.
Your skin is like just peaches. Like porcelain white.
I would stay on this high forever.
I have about 5 more. You can take some with you.
No, I do actually have to go to the bathroom. Which way is your... How do I get to your...
There's going to be a moving
walkway.
You got to
open a magic door?
Moving walkway under the... Is that this replica of the St. Louis Arch? What is that? It looks like a sheet metal arch.
That's an arch.
Just a simple arch.
Yes, but if you go past that, you can order McDonald's because I love McDonald's.
Oh.
It's like one arch.
Wait, you have a McDonald's in your house?
I'll be right back, Scott.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you. Right here, right?
Yes, that's it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. No, thank you. I'll take a hot chocolate and an apple pie. Thank you.
Hey, Matt, quit eating. Just go to the bathroom.
I ordered it. I'm going to get it on the drive-thru way out. Oh, God.
It's very exciting. How could you not order if a McDonald's is right there around the corner?
I mean...
Millions of
Americans
When
I was a little kid, I was like, I wish I had a McDonald's in my house. You know what I mean? And then, like, you're really doing it. That's awesome.
It's inspired by my father.
Speaking of your father, does he live with you now? I was reading somewhere that he, like, might have... Is he going to join us for Thanksgiving dinner?
He sure is.
Oh, what the hell?
You okay, Matt?
Do you know alphabets, how they have those rainbows inside alphabets? I just shit.
You mean letters?
No, the rainbows are Lucky Charms.
Oh.
I just shit like Lucky Charms. Neon bright rainbow charms. That is bizarre.
When else will you get that opportunity?
The side effects of Bjork's rainbow pills meant I had to spend most of dinner recovering in a psychedelic guest bathroom. Scott, however, found himself at the forefront of Bjork's lavish Icelandic-American spread, gaining him brief insight into the complicated relationship between Bjork and her father, Charlie.
I mean, I'm sorry my pie doesn't make you feel anything like sadness or laughter or anything. It's just...
I didn't
expect pumpkin pie.
It.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know how you do this stuff, but it's almost nice to have something just that's normal food, you know. But this has been an awesome meal. Thank you for having us over.
You're welcome.
And I'm sorry Matt's been gone so long. He's, I think he's struggling with his, I think all the rainbow pills and stuff might have affected his stomach. I don't know.
Sorry to interrupt. Just getting a Pepsi.
Oh, see, this is your,
That's my father.
Charlie Box Troll? Hey, Scott Armstrong, I met you.
You're not with the IRS, are you?
No, I'm with UCB Sports and Leisure. We met a year ago.
Scott!
Yeah.
Scott, where's the other guy, the clown? The other clown.
He's in the restroom right now.
He ate one of the rainbow pills.
Yeah, I think he's pooping
fruit
or
something.
Oh, yeah,
she goes way out on Thanksgiving. I have not used to the pills yet. They are very taxing on the gastrointestinal system.
So you weren't able to...
I love you, Bjork. You know I do.
I love you, too.
So dad lives with daughter now.
Yeah, it's been almost a year, and it's quite an odd couple, but it's been good, right?
Yes, he often hangs out in his room and only comes out when it's silent in the house.
Yeah, I've walked in on her petting a porcupine or, like, building a kiln. It gets weird at night. She gets a little cagey is when you let your demons out at night, so I give you that space as a roommate and a father.
Yeah, I'm a little nocturnal, so...
Definitely. Vampire-ish, almost. Benevolent.
So, Charlie...
Do that again. Hey, my daughter does the best fucking vampire you'd ever seen. Do it again for him, Bjork.
Watch it.
Did you shit yourself?
Yeah, I mean...
Did you fucking see that? Unbelievable.
We do jokes here. Maybe you don't get them. They
might
go
over
your head.
I'm laughing. I'm smiling.
That there is Nosferatu. That there woman. God damn it, that's good. I love your vampire.
Are you still working at Shakey's Pizza?
Well,
I've been playing the banjo for the kids.
I unplugged from the local performance scene, and I've been on the road. And when we're home at the Seashell, I step into the Shakey's, and I got a Baroni's pizza in 2 weeks, and I got a kid's party in like January. So I'm still plugged in, but I'm hoping that she'll record one of my songs one of these days. But it's
Bjork,
not
you write your own stuff, right? You haven't played any of your father's music.
The only thing that we've done together is the one duet in Shakey's Pizza.
Okay, but that was just for fun for the kids. You didn't, unless you're remixing that, I don't know.
Yes, we're doing a few remixes of You Are My Sunshine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's public domain. That's technically not my song, but I have a lot of other songs. But yeah, You Are My Sunshine was great, and I thought we folded in like McCartney and Lennon a little bit on the vocals.
Charlie, you mind if I ask, were you watching the football game upstairs?
I was.
And who's winning?
The fucking Lions.
All right.
That's annoying,
the Lions.
Yeah, Stafford is hot. That's a good quarterback. That guy's rugged and tough as nails.
All right, Bjork, do you like football? On Thanksgiving, you got to watch football. It's tradition, right?
I still don't understand the sport.
Okay.
Honestly. So he watches in his room, and I usually tinker around the house.
Her favorite NFL player is Manti Te'o because he has an interesting backstory.
Sometimes you can just look at people and see that they have a story, whether it's now or in the future.
If you look in my eyes, what do you see?
I feel like you need to hug the wall, just for a hug. It seems like.
Are you telling me to do that? Or are you saying?
Put your hand in those like welding gloves. It's fun. You'll see something's going to happen.
These right here.
Yeah, they're mounted into the wall.
Okay.
Put your hand. And what is it? You want him to feel?
Oh my God!
What's the emotion?
Oh my God!
Embraced.
Embraced. Feel embraced, Scott.
Physically and emotionally. Oh, go, Scott. Embrace.
Oh my God.
Embrace,
oh
Scott.
My God.
It's mind blowing, right? It's like you're in the womb, getting the ultimate uterine hug from your mom.
This is your Thanksgiving.
Oh my God!
He's weeping.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry. Wait, what?
You have to cut it off, Scott.
What do you mean? What was I don't even... What happened?
You went doctor. That thing makes you go Dr. Jekyll. It's like maximum pleasure and love, right?
You went from just a pendulum swing of emotions.
I just felt good. I don't remember any...
She has a friend who's basically like Dr. Seuss and Albert Einstein. He builds these contraptions and they're mind-blowing.
Can we meet him?
Right now he is... Yes, he is on the other side of that house rigging up a waterfall made out of jelly beans.
That'll be fun.
I mean, you guys are interesting, but a guy that can build this stuff has to be the most interesting.
Yeah.
He actually is a little bit boring to talk to.
Oh, really?
Because he doesn't really talk, he just works. And then we kind of communicate with our eyes and the feathers.
We should play like a game. We always played like Dirty One at my house, or charades, or celebrity.
You want to play Pictionary?
Two lies
or
and a truth.
What do you have there? Well, I'm looking at the shelf here. This looks like a, what is this, a question game? What is this?
The Quoting McQuotes. This is a good one.
Quoting McQuotes.
So you pull a card, and it has a real famous quote. And then you got to come up with two other quotes, or three, that are fake. I mean, the authors are fake. Do you know what I mean? Let me get the directions out. All right. Pull card, read quote. Then, before you assign author, create three false authors mixed in with real author. Then you play. Take turns.
You can read Chinese. This is literally Chinese writing he's reading right now.
She put me in a Mandarin class.
I mean, that's amazing.
She really cares about my... I'm having a renaissance. I can play violin now since knowing my daughter. I speak Mandarin.
He can throat sing.
Tuvin's throat singing is something I'm... I can't...
It's beautiful.
I need my warm-up. All right. I want to play a game and eat some more pie.
Okay.
All right, I'll go first. I'm going to pull a card. All right, you guys ready? You're going to guess after I give you one real answer, three false answers.
So this is a real quote.
Yep. You got
it? But it's also surrounded by two fake quotes. Two fake authors.
Yeah.
Got it.
You can read the Chinese or just trust me.
I can't read, man. That's either.
All right, here we go.
Class.
Ask not what your country can do for you. A, Bob Dylan. B, John F. Kennedy. C, Bobby Kennedy. D, Ethel Kennedy.
I'm going to say John F. Kennedy, B.
Don't say it. Okay, what do you say?
D for dog.
D for dog.
D for Ethel Kennedy. Okay, you lost, sweetheart. So then Scott gets a point, and then you pull a card.
Okay.
And read it, and there'll be a quote and an author by it. Okay. And then you make up three fake authors.
Okay.
Along with the real author.
It's very
fun?
Tricky.
I love that. I just want to say I'm thankful for having you guys in my life, especially you, sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm just here interviewing you, so.
And
but it's nice
a
to
roof.
Meet you. Okay, this one is, let's see, I'm trying to read this.
Oh, you can't read the Chinese.
Matt, oh, did you pull a Chinese card?
Yeah, will you read this for me?
Sure. Well, then I can't guess on this one, just so you know, because I already saw the author.
Okay.
67 years ago. Now, you read the real guy's name. I kind of gave away that it's a guy. I shouldn't have said that much. But you bury it with three fake people who might have said it, too.
Yeah,
you got it?
Yeah.
So okay. I'm going to recuse myself from this round, but you could win a point if you get it right.
Okay.
I hope I win. I get fiercely competitive.
All right, the first one's A, Judy Garland. Okay. B, Y.A. Tittle. C, Abraham Lincoln. D, FDR.
This one's a toughie. I'm going to go for A, arachnophobia.
Oh, that, Judy Garland.
That wasn't, yeah.
Oh.
Arachnophobia wasn't a choice, but.
I just feel like there's so much room for interpretation that I just kind of get cut loose.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to give her a point just for.
Yeah,
effort.
Of course.
That
of course.
Good.
We don't. Why don't you pull a card, too? You pull a card with a quote, and then I don't want to repeat the rules again. You guys get it.
Yeah,
right?
I get it.
You get it, Bjork.
Okay, here we go. The quote is, all is full of love. A, armadillo. B, Bjork. C, kaleidoscope. D, dog.
That was terrible. Because armadillos don't talk, and dogs don't talk, and kaleidoscopes don't talk. Like, I'm going to say Bjork.
They actually do talk. They actually do talk. You just have to hear their language and understand it.
Look, I have needs, Bjork. I love you, but...
What's the answer?
Well, what's this?
The guy, the only human being, Bjork.
I mean, what are the chances that she would pull her
a card
that she's famous on? I mean, that's crazy. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Here, let's pull another one. Bjork, read this one.
Yeah, you go again. Try to think of, like, a human being that might have said it to trick us, sweetheart. Everything doesn't have to be...
Why does it have to be about tricks?
That's
Isn't
the point of the game, honey.
A time for us to bond?
It's like a... It's part of the sport of it. It's not like tricking me to where I leave this
Father,
room.
Father, you can go to your room. You
Fine.
Can go to your room and watch your
Fine.
Football.
Fine. Nice to see you, Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie.
That's all right. I will be coming out for my shower.
Fine.
There's no shower in the room. I got to go down into the bowling
alley. I mean,
I
this
won't
house
save
has
any
everything
rainbow pills
except for
you.
Private showers.
I don't want any rainbow pills.
I know you want them.
Happy fucking Thanksgiving, Bjork. I didn't want it to be like this. I didn't want it to be like this.
You always heard the one you love.
Following Charlie and Bjork's outburst, Scott insisted on using his extensive knowledge of couples counseling techniques in hopes of easing tensions and strengthening their father-daughter relationship.
Let's just like... Hey, Charlie.
Whoa.
Hey, it's Scott Armstrong from UCB Sports and Leisure.
I want a little me time, Scott. I'm just not in the mood.
Just open up a little bit.
I had a fight with my daughter, and I don't know.
I know, that's why we're here.
I'm here, too.
You know what? I'm gonna open this little door, and I'm going to play this little organ, and it's going to open the door. I'm sorry to do this to you right now.
Oh, you gave him the master key organ. I'll just open it. Or you can play it. Go ahead.
It is beautiful.
Now, what is going on between you guys? I mean, come on. I mean, this fight was just... It didn't seem like you were really being compassionate and listening to each other. And I know that you were talking about using this love language that you talked about earlier. And that each of you has a love language that you speak to each other with.
We speak differently. We're very different people. And it's been a real challenge. The love is there, but there's constant arguments sometimes.
Sometimes the way that I give love, my daddy doesn't see it.
I try to see as much as I can. I'm a big words of affirmation guy, and I always tell her I love her a lot. I'm always like, I love you, Bjork, and she'll always repeat it, but she won't initiate it. Do you know what I mean?
Can you hear it at least, Bjork? When he says he loves you, do you hear it?
Thank you for this.
Sometimes when he says it, I just hear the sounds, and I'm so affected by sound because I'm a musician that sometimes the words...
She sees sounds as colors.
Exactly.
Her brain functions like they get pixelated.
And are jumbling around.
And you don't even hear that he loves you. You just see these little squares of color.
I start to see them, and I start to maybe even put them together in little shapes. And I get lost.
Okay.
I get lost.
I can see, though, that's a wall that you guys can take down if you just...
But I have to live with another human being, and I don't... Sometimes it's like talking to an ATM. I'll say I love you, and she'll sing it back to me like... She thought of a song lyric.
Okay. Like, which ATMs sampling, do you go to?
Drive-through window would be a better example. Jesus, I missed that other fella.
Oh, Matt Walsh, you missed?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's still in the bathroom. He's in the toilet.
Rainbows?
Probably. Probably having the time of his life, honestly.
Now, Bjork, you said you have a life language, or a language of love also.
Love. Yes.
A love language. Now, how do you communicate with Charlie? Like, I mean...
I do acts of service and give gifts.
Okay.
Like, for example, last week, I changed my father's oil. His car's oil.
I didn't know. It was only...
It's like he didn't even... The light was blinking in his car.
And he's supposed to notice that it wasn't blinking and you did it?
It wasn't blinking anymore because I changed his oil.
Did you tell him? How would he have known...
I don't know how that happened. I should have noticed, but I don't pay attention to the oil light.
I gave you a haircut.
You did.
That you noticed, I would
have. You did. I thought you enjoyed cutting hair, and I didn't.
I used the clippings for a project.
That's what I thought you were doing it for. I didn't know you were expressing love through the scissors.
It's hard when you express love to then use that as a tool to make art with. That's the thing. It gets confusing. Is it just a... Are you providing service?
I see now.
Uh-huh.
Maybe just let
that be its own thing.
And I'm big on quality time. Like, a dream date for me and my daughter would be to, like, sit down, eat chips and dip, and watch, like, an NBA game. And just sit and chill with my daughter. But she is
so industrious.
Well, yeah. She's so industrious, too. She's knitting.
But what about
She's building this giant habit trail that circles the
What about the
home?
Time at Denny's when we just gorged ourselves? Meal after meal at Denny's. We ate so many eggs.
That was fun. That was like breakfast at night, and I felt I was turning you on to something you weren't used to.
It did.
You're right.
You're right. Was that like a gift? You bought her dinner? So is that like in a love language, would that be receiving gifts?
We split the bill.
So that's not receiving. You refuse. Okay.
We had a fight over which Wonka movie was better, which comes up
Charlie and Chocolate Factory or Willy Wonka.
Yeah, and so
most people pick.
I thought to like put a bow on it. I said, you know what? Let's stop fighting. Let me take you somewhere you've never been. So I went to the Denny's on the off ramp, and she loved it. And she'd never had breakfast at night. But you're right. That was
That felt like quality time.
That was quality time, and I love you, and I'm sorry that I didn't recognize it and internalize your quality time. And I apologize, Bjork. That is true.
I'm sorry, too. And when I say this to you, or rather, when I sing it to you, I want you to hear the song and receive it as love.
All right.
I'm sorry.
And,
did you receive that?
I did. It was nice.
It should have felt like a nice breath of fresh, like, hot air on your heart.
See, I felt that, and I didn't know if that was part of the apology or... I mean, I didn't... Not to... I'm just standing here. I felt it, too.
Okay.
Can I say... You can listen objectively, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a journalist.
I prefer when she expresses emotions not in song because it's a filter in a way. It's a persona, and I'm a dad, and the normalness of, like, playing games on Thanksgiving is what I miss, or watching games. I guess I like
games. But here's
the
thing. I am your daughter, and I'm not normal. In fact, I want to be so far away from normal. I want to be on a different planet that isn't in the same orbit as normal.
You're doing a pretty good job of that.
Thank you. So, I will play your games, and I promise to not get upset.
And I will be aware of your quality time and your acts of service, like the haircut and the oil change. Those were really nice, and I should be doing things like that for you, because it sounds like you would love it if I cut your hair or changed your oil.
I mean, I'm good. I can do that on my own. I'm pretty good at it, so...
No, I'd love to cut your hair or change your oil. Which one?
Let's go oil.
Okay.
Most of the time, I'm wearing wigs.
Thanks again for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. Special thanks to this week's guest, Madeline Wager. Big thanks to our producer, Cody Ziegler. As always, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at UCBSL. If you like what you hear, leave us a like and a review on iTunes. And be sure to check out Madeline's podcast, Fart This, on iTunes. And also, if you have a favorite segment from this year for our Greatest Hits episode, give us a shout out. Thanks for listening. Peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.